it really is pointless for us to have rules on setbacks. So that's why I need clarity on like who is in charge of that and how. You know, maybe I understand if you guys were brand new and this is maybe like you're just getting into it, but it sounds like you've been doing this a long time. That I get it. I could see maybe where your salespeople probably don't understand a lot of that, but somebody has to be in charge of that to understand that there is rules and setbacks in probably every county that you deal with.
Yes.
This is not their first time even in Taney County. They've done many permits here. Okay.
So what if you did remove the tree and put it back where it needed to be, that other 6.5 feet?
It would be pretty close to their house, but it is doable. It's definitely doable.
The challenge we run into this, again, just to be totally fair, is that if we have, there's a fine line of not being so forgiving because it's already been installed, because then it's like, well, if we go with this, then it kind of sets precedence that no matter what you run into again in Taney County, you just install it and these guys are just going to approve it. You see what I mean?
No.
That's the challenge. That's the problem I'm having with this, just so the board understands where I'm coming from on this.
The only demonstrable difficulty is the fact that the permit wasn't, the process wasn't done.
So or a tree that...
There may be an expense to it, but had the proper procedures been followed, then there wouldn't be an additional expense.
100%. And so it's a situation where somebody should have said, "Hey, wait a minute, we haven't finished our permitting yet. We probably should, before we collect the check from this customer, we probably better make sure this will fit and make sure that it's following all the guidelines of Taney County." So, anyways, that's where my mind's at on this. So. Mm-hmm.
Or can I ask a question?
You bet.
The footer, when I was out there, looks like they're just almost like a corkscrew style footer. How is that footer?
So they're 6 foot long, and they're very similar to trailer house anchors. Very similar to trailer house anchors. They're just big screws, pretty much, and we take a skid steer and we auger them into the ground, and every so many feet, determined by our engineer.
Sure.
And then we attach the posts to them.
So how do you unauger them?
You can back them out the same way you put them in.
Okay. So there's a 6 foot. They're asking for a 6 foot variance.
Down to 6 foot, 6.5 foot.
So how many feet off are they asking for then?
What was 6 foot?
Okay.
Yeah, we need to go back 6 feet
in order for it to be meet the setback, and that would give you a clearance of 2 feet 10 inches from the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, whatever you guys think on this, but I think that I don't know that it causes any kind of dangers to you for traffic.
But it's a dead end street. There's only one house past it.
Right.
They are a little tall.
But
there's nobody going to be coming up the road.
Right. But again, I feel like where I really am challenged with this is these things are going up every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over the place.
And Cody, sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was brought to your attention because of a complaint, right? There was a neighbor complaint, is that right?
No. I was down Sundown for a different application, and I noticed it there. So I wrote the address down and kind of already did some measuring. So when I went back, I went in my files, saw I hadn't issued it yet, and then saw on their site plan, oh, it's only 8. That makes sense why it was so close.
Okay.
And then I brought it to Cody's attention.
Got it.
Has it been surveyed?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I mean, do we
know? Do we even know?
Do we even know? Right away when I was out there on Beacon, that's kind of how I was doing my measurements.
And from where the water line is, that's pretty close. We don't know exactly, of course, but.
Okay.
I mean, what if we wind up offering, or he's asking for a particular setback and it doesn't even meet it because we really don't know because there's no survey?
Yeah, they did not perform a survey.
That's a challenge.
So,
too. I mean,
how did you come up with your measurement?
Obviously, since we're not surveyors in the office, I usually find out what the road right away width is, and then I go in the middle
and back it off that.
Gives me an idea. Or okay. I have actually measured the whole length of the lot before to really try to get an exact amount, but that's what I did on that one, did the road grinding.
We both did. She went out, I went out, I took center line of road, came off, and then tried to match that with the meter usually being on the side of the property line because that's where they're possession of that line usually starts. It was very close and correlating, and that's how I made
with
my
determination. With the center of line measurement?
I think that's a pretty standard procedure.
Yeah. Okay. So it's probably pretty close to the request.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to move it back a little bit. If we're going to require the movement, we need to move it back where make the tree go away, put it where it needs to be.
That's the decision you guys have to make on that. But do you have any questions for us so far?
No, sir.
Do you have any questions for him?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and see.
Okay.
Is there anybody else here that would like to speak on behalf or against this variance? Okay, I'm going to close this for board discussion. I think the things to take into consideration in this situation is, do you say, you know what, hey, we can live with this one, but we're going to have to set a guideline for the future? Or do we say move it a little bit? Then does that really do any good? Or do we say there is room to scoot that thing back?
Does this thing count as a permanent structure?
Well, it has to get the permit, right?
To be permitted.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, why?
It's not permanent.
Why?
It's the same.
Because you can unscrew it and take it out.
Grant,
I agree with you.
Right.
That was my whole thought on this whole thing.
It's not like it's a building with permanent footing and a permanent foundation.
But a carport can be anchored the same way. If it's over 100 square foot, it is permitted as a structure.
Metal carports are, too.
Yeah.
A carport has a roof.
Well, this kind of has a roof, but just a low roof.
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah.
But we're not here to discuss
it. If it were a sign.
A sign?
If it were, I don't know however long that thing is. If it was an 80-foot sign with a, you know.
You're like a billboard?
A billboard.
They have to fall setbacks too. Yeah. Same rules would apply for those two.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I was thinking about the server because it doesn't seem like it would follow the same rules as a building would. But maybe it does. If you had, how long is that? How long is that array?
It's really long.
Roughly 70 feet.
I do have a question for him too. Is there a reason why they don't want it on the roof? You don't come with them if they're on the roof.
So certain structures you can't because of the weight.
Gotcha. Okay.
142.6 or 0.5.
Long.
How many?
Is that right? Oh, no, that's property line.
That's
property line. I'm sorry.
I think it's in the 70-80 foot range.
From the center point to the house. So, I would say it's probably 70, 75 feet.
It's over half the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 70
feet.
70?
About,
I don't know. But that's... if we considered it a permanent structure, then it would apply.
Cody, do we have to consider it a permanent structure?
Yes, we do. Every one of these have to require a permit under a permanent structure.
Would this have mattered if it weren't a corner lot? That setback is different on a corner versus if there were a house beside it, they'd be okay, right?
No.
If it was between the houses, it would be...
It'd be a 7 foot for memory. Is it what's 7 foot... And they'd be close to it, if not in there. It's because it's a corner.
Right.
Yes. So it's a corner because.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
If it were on the side that says 164 3 inches.
Then it'd be okay.
Then it would be 1 foot.
Well, then we could adjust it differently.
It would be 1 foot off, not.
Right, because it's 7 foot, not 12.
Back that up so we can see the lot next to it, please.
And you mean the dead end? I can't get down this road. It keeps just kicking me.
Well.
On GIS.
Yeah, like the GIS, the beacon.
Oh, you just want to see it from the aerial?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It dead ends to the two houses on the end, and it doesn't appear that it Well, may never go past, I guess.
There's a cul-de-sac here you can see.
I'm like you, Corey. I don't know that the way it's situated, the way this lot is situated in this neighborhood and the few houses that are past it, maybe it's not a big concern.
Yeah, there's no complaints. Nobody here to speak out against it. I go back to what's the intent of why the R setback is greater on a corner lot, and is it meeting that intent? Is it for the structure, kind of to Dave's point? This isn't really a structure. It's not obscuring line of sight for cars. What's the intent why there's a bigger setback? Because if it were a house next to it, you'd be okay, and maybe we are still okay because it's not a house. It's a solar panel.
Okay. And any decision we make is not a precedent. We look at each item individually. So I don't know that I take that into consideration.
Okay.
If he parked a tractor trailer right there, and it was 70 feet long, and left it there indefinitely,
we couldn't do anything about it.
Couldn't do anything about it. And would you do anything about it?
No.
If somebody, and that would be taller, wider, and bigger.
And it doesn't interfere with any of the utilities except for his house.
Although I do struggle that they
it's
took the time.
It's not a measurable problem. It's fixable at this point.
It's movable. This is a movable piece of,
It's easy to move compared to a concrete footer.
Sure.
Well, we've got a tree involved.
I can see why.
This is a tough decision for me.
Yeah. I can see why they probably left the gap between the house and it because of the fact that it's probably their only really way to get around to the backyard.
You've got to make a decision to put the. You've got to think about those things whenever you're putting the thing in to begin with. You know, I'm going to be taking up 1/10 of my yard. Mm-hmm. How bad do I want it?
Well, yeah.
You have almost 30 feet to the back.
Well, I think you guys have put together some good points and.
I think at the end of the day, though, I mean, they applied for the permit and they made a decision to go forward before the permit was established. So,
well, we really don't know that was an intentional thing or one guy made the permit or asked for the permit and whoever else didn't know that it wasn't done and said, do it.
Yeah.
So you said they filled out for permit. But then didn't bring it back to you, or
no,
didn't inquire again.
They're supposed to let me know when it's marked, so I can come check setbacks.
Gotcha.
But I mean, this isn't the first application I've gotten from them either.
Okay. Have you ever seen this before from this company?
But it hasn't been to this point in the past, and I don't know if it's exactly them or if it's been like US Solar or whoever. But there's been a few where I go out, and I'm like, oh, I've been waiting for. Then let me know, and it's already there, but it's within setbacks. It's usually on a big piece of property.
So it would be on the setbacks at that time.
Yeah. So luckily, normally those have been within, and I can issue it. This one has just been the only one where it hasn't been, and I've had to bring it to boss's attention. So.
Okay.
I see on page 14 of our packet and their shop warehouse, they have a line item here, a checklist in which they're going to schedule a location service. So I think their intent was to make sure they knew where it was in relation to property line. So I give them the benefit of the doubt of at least they put on paper they were going to follow the right process or start. I try to, if they came in and asked for this before they did it, discount that they've already done it. Would I have approved this? I don't know. I see that up against the house is not the ideal location for it. That's not exactly where I'd want it, just to meet a setback that we arbitrarily gave. I still go back to why is that setback there, and are we in some way causing harm to this neighborhood or to the neighbors in granting that? No, that is probably ideal location. An engineer looked at this and said that's the right place to put this for that particular lot. Had they asked beforehand would I have granted it? Maybe. There's a tree there, and it means cutting down a tree just so that we meet a setback. I don't know if that's worth it. Does that create a hardship for this homeowner? Probably.